The text verses for the sermon are verses 4 and 5. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. They tell a story about a king in Sparta in ancient Greece who boasted to a visiting king about the mighty halls of Sparta. But the guest looked around and didn't see any walls and finally said to his host, "I'd like to see those walls. Show them to me." And then the Spartan ruler pointed with great satisfaction to some disciplined and well-trained troops, part of Sparta's mighty army, and exclaimed, "There they are. Those are the walls of Sparta." And just as each Spartan soldier was viewed by the king as a brick in his mighty wall, so we are viewed by God as living stones, built up to be part of his spiritual house. You and I are the stones in the building of which Christ is the cornerstone, a building that cannot be destroyed or moved. In Christ, we have the sure foundation. In and through him, we are part of a mighty wall of his temple on this earth. We have a huge responsibility. We are privileged because we are living stones. We need to make sure that we remain intact. Because if one stone is missing, it compromises the whole building. Each one of us is important. Each one of us must make sure that we have enough cement, that is love, to be tied together in this one building. Each one of us must make sure we have enough plaster, that is faith, to make sure the cracks does not creep in. Each one of us must make sure that spiritual erosion does not damage our paintwork. And the only way we can make sure it does not happen is when we obey and read and study God's holy word. And we must be committed to stand firm in our faith, even when the winds of this world blows us away. We must remain in Christ despite the suffering and sacrifice that we endure as living stones on a daily basis. If we start falling out of the wall of Christ's temple, we are loose stones, worthy of nothing. Then we can easily become stones in the hands of those who want to throw others to cause serious hurt and damage. Or we can become stumbling blocks in the way of others, helping them to fall. The building of God is a precious building, and you and I are precious in the eyes of God. And this building of God is never finished. It's always evolving. Each time a new child is baptized in his holy name, another stone is added. Each time someone confesses their faith, another stone becomes part of this building of God. And each time you and I encourage, love, and reach out to other stones, we enhance the building of God. We make this hall of believers a strong one, a sign that God is there. And we have the surety that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. He is our foundation. And like in the old days, the cornerstone was the major structural part of ancient buildings. It had to be strong enough to support what was built upon it. And it had to be precisely laid because every part of that structure was orientated to it. The cornerstone was the support, the unifier of the entire building. And just like that, Jesus Christ is our only support. He's our refuge and strength. We, as the living stones, must always be grateful to God that He is our rock and salvation. And to be grateful will mean that we live in obedience to His will, always and ever. It will mean that you and I are open when He speaks to us. So let us all strive to be walls that is worthy to the builder who built them, namely God. Let us be like the walls in this country, like the walls in the Lithgow Palace, still standing after a severe fire in 1746, after the exposure of many years, and that was built by man. Can you imagine what walls we can be? We are created by God. So let us be an example of stones that is not lacking in zeal, devotion, commitment, sacrifice, and strength, because our rock is Jesus Christ. But let us not exist so that people can say, "What a great building you are." We do not exist so that other people can say, "What a great bunch of people those people are." We exist only and solely so that people can look at us and say, "What a wonderful and great Creator and God you have." Let us all be a witness of this building in our villages.